From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom Arese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Lovington City Manager James Williams, who has served the city of Lovington in several roles throughout his almost 28 years with the city, announced his retirement during Monday's commissioners' meeting.
I would like to just come out publicly, provide everyone my notice that I am officially going to retire from the city after 27 and a half years.
And he tells us why.
And after discussions with my family in regards to my health as well as my ability to retire, it doesn't come lightly, but honestly, I have to put my family and myself before the community for the first time.
Lovington Mayor David Trujillo on the retirement of Williams.
It's going to be a tough task replacing him.
The retirement of Williams becomes effective next month. 33-year-old Jack C. Salcido of Roswell was arrested and charged with involuntary manslaughter in the accidental shooting death of his 35-year-old sister, Crystal Smith of Roswell, at her home Sunday night. Roswell police believe Salcido had been drinking and may have been intoxicated while the two were sitting at a dining room table. RPD spokesperson Todd Wildermuth has more.
Unfortunately, he was holding a gun that we believe he owned, and while he was doing so, at some point he shot that gun. Apparently didn't even realize that it was pointed at the victim.
Smith died at the scene, and her four children, ranging in ages 3 to 14, were at the home at the time of the shooting. Salcido was also charged with felon in possession of a firearm. Eddy County's COVID-19 positivity rate has continued to drop over the past 6 weeks. That according to Kyle Marksteiner with the city of Carlsbad. But the numbers may not be low enough to move to the yellow designation when the state releases its county-by-county gating criteria on Wednesday.
We have gotten down pretty close to 5. I don't think by Wednesday we're going to quite be at the 5%. I'm not sure we'll be at it by Wednesday, but we're in the ballpark now.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arese.